Hello, listener. My name is Takamba. I am a young reporter at RX Radio. On my show, Takamba Inspiration during COVID-19, I have been having different religious leaders on my interfaith feature, where they can give guidance and words of wisdom during the time of coronavirus and the lockdown. In this clip, you will hear about how you can get in touch with your spiritual side during the lockdown. You will hear Pastor Melanie Klassen, the Red Cross Hospital Chaplain, Imam Shahid Hamaldin, who is part of an Imam group at the Claremont Main Road Mosque, Rabbi Malcolm Matitiani, one of the three rabbis of the Templet Israel Rabbic team, and Guru Krishna, a priest at Silver Aliyan Temple in Rylands. Take a listen.
It's a real challenge for people at the moment, not to be able to go to church, not to be able to be with the community. So I think that's an important question that you're asking. Many churches have resorted to using social media as a way of creating community and offering opportunities for worship. They use WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube. So I think people could make use of that. But I also think you can create a prayer station or an altar or a sacred space at home. And it does not have to be elaborate or big. A small space where you can put your Bible or a symbol such as a cross. And you can burn a prayer candle to remind you of the presence of God and that Christ is our light. You can also have a dedicated time of prayer and Bible reading and reflection, or have prayer time with your family, do virtual Bible studies and quizzes with your friends, play your favorite spiritual music.
We must make our homes and in sanctuaries of comfort and worship to draw even closer to God. We must lose never hope in the compassion and wisdom of God, who alone knows the meaning of this test we are currently facing as humanity.
So if they are able to connect to Zoom, if their church or synagogue or mosque provides those type of services online, there's also YouTube, then they can log on to those. There are also so many study sessions of all different faiths online on YouTube and other platforms, as well as prayer services or prayers sessions or meditation sessions, so that they can continue their practicing their religion, but to be online and virtually and not in a physical building with others. Also, it's great to exercise, and there are many exercise videos there, because I think physical health is important, and if you're physically healthy and mentally healthy, you're more likely to open your heart to spirituality as well.
What are we doing currently is conducting our weekly worship and so on via live streaming, which we can able to reach to the community. But however, the negative side of the live streaming is not many individuals have the facility of internet and modern advanced technological system, because people are still living under poor living conditions. So they don't have those internet or data facility to watch these spiritual programs. So that's one of the negative side of this, but we are telling the people, rather you do your prayer from home, because we all believe in the God that we adore is living in the chamber of our heart. So rather invoke that divinity from home instead of you going out to pray, you know. And once we improve a little bit in our living conditions, show that we will start resuming our normal operations and festivals and so on.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.